This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for The Digest, brought to you by the Living Well Disability Resource Centre.
And we welcome back Kirsty from Living Well Disability Resource Centre to run through some of the items in The Digest, which went out in email form on Friday afternoon. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Kirsty.
Thank you for having me.
Right, we have a product of the week as always, and this time it's a hand-free magnifier, if you can imagine what that might be. There's all sorts of uses for that, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a very handy little gadget, so it can sit on top of a table with, and it's got a rotating screen and a built-in LED light. If you've seen our social media, you'll see that it's being advertised on there. We usually have some models advertising it, but we didn't this week. It's on a handy little table that we also have in store to show, and it also shows how large the print will go as well for those that may need it.
All right, I'm starting to get in need of that kind of thing myself at home, I have to say, when I'm trying to read the small print. Okay, and there's this time a request for a speaker for a rather special event.
There is. The University of Otago's Health Sciences Society is seeking a speaker with lived experience of breast cancer for their Pink Ribbon Breakfast on the 20th of May. The event aims to raise awareness and inspire students. So it's, the breakfast is provided and interested speakers can contact Bracia Lagos. All the details will be on Digest itself, but if you don't subscribe to that, feel free to contact us at Living Well as well.
Okay, Kirsty, flu season just around the corner.
Yes, so the Māori Pacifica and former refugees aged 50 and over in the Otago and Southland can now get a free flu vaccine. It's also free for people over 65, pregnant people and those with certain health conditions. So the vaccinations are available at your pharmacies, GPs and Hawara providers, is that right? Hawara providers?
Hawara, well done.
Yes, I'm slowly butchering the language less, yes.
Very good indeed. Okay, well, yes, be mindful of the fact that there are some who are able to get that flu vaccine for free, so do make those inquiries off your GP. Art exhibition coming up at the wonderful Studio 2 Gallery.
Yeah, Eli McConaughey's new exhibition, Eli Underwater, it starts this Thursday at 5 p.m. and the show explores the magical underwater world and runs until the 30th of May, and that's at 147 Hillside Road.
Lovely. An opportunity to attend some self-defence workshops.
Yeah, the self-defence workshops for women are hosting an empowerment self-defence workshop for disabled women on the 25th and 26th of April. So the course covers boundary setting, rights, physical techniques and confidence building. Support people, if you require them to attend the event, are welcome, and the registrations are now open.
Jolly good. Dunedin Libraries, Book Spark Chat Dementia-Friendly Reading Groups.
Yes, we've shared these on our social medias as well about all the separate libraries that are hosting them. So the sessions run weekly at the City Library, the Mosgiel Library and the Waikutai Library.
Waikawaiti.
Oh, I'm getting
there. You're learning all the time. Jolly good, and you can get in touch with your Dunedin Libraries about those sessions when they come up. We spoke with John Marrable about this last week, but there's a property listing for a fully accessible four-bedroom home, which you're kindly letting people know about through the Digest too, because these don't come up very often, I understand. If you're looking for a house that is pretty much all done in terms of making it accessible, lovely part of the country as well, in Allenton there. All right, Kirsty, there's a distress tolerance workshop coming up.
Yeah, so this is a full-day experiential workshop on managing mental health distress, or just mental distress and emotional dysregulation. It's running throughout 2026 at the Waikerie Hospital. It covers grounding, communication, crisis planning and self-soothing. The registrations are open, and especially for those outside of Health New Zealand.
iLead, we've spoken about them before, they're looking for contributors to their showcase day, which is coming on the 17th of July.
Yeah, so you might have heard from iLead in terms of iDrive, so they've just had their iDrive day, that's just passed, and they are looking to anybody that took place in that or is interested in taking place in iLead themselves. They have a showcase day on the 17th of July to highlight the youth leadership programmes and gather ideas from disabled young people. And the event includes workshops, panels and regional brainstorming sessions as well.
Jolly good. Creative HQ and Whaikaha have launched the Access Activator, which offers funding for early stage ideas that improve accessibility for disabled people. Now, this program focuses on transport, digital access, the built environment and emergency management. There'll be contacts in the Digest, or you can get in touch with Kirsty if you want to find out more about that. Tairi Age Connect have their Festival of Ageing around the corner.
Yeah, so this is celebrating older adults with activities, information and community connection. So that's been in there a few weeks in our Digest just to raise awareness of it. But make sure you get registered, you have a look at it because it's upcoming soon.
There's a hui coming up from Carers New Zealand on the 22nd of April.
Yeah, that's to support the carers with strategies for when they're feeling overwhelmed or in, around asking for help, future planning and essential resources. And the registration is required. So remember, get registered for that event so you can join the online hui.
Now, Living Well Disability Resource Centre are quite happy to offer listings through the Digest of mobility and other tools around the community that you might be looking to pass on and get into a good home. This one's been mentioned a couple of times before, the Blizzard Extreme All-Terrain Mobility Scooter. That was listed at $6,900 or near offer. This is a heavy-duty dual-seat all-terrain mobility scooter for sale in the Mosgiel area. Obviously, with a name like that, it's got a very powerful motor, and that's going to see you right, probably, if you want to get out and about. So do get in touch. You'll see the details in the Digest, or get in touch with Kirsty and the team at Living Well. Hey, Kirsty, the IHC Art Awards coming up.
Yeah, so these awards open on the 1st of May, and the awards celebrate artists with intellectual disabilities or autism from across New Zealand, offering recognition and opportunities to sell their work. So anybody that's interested in entering that, remember you've got until the 1st of May.
All right. Of course, in the Digest too, a great summary of all the events that are happening in and around the region in relation to health and disability, and also, as I said before, connect with ORFM's health and disability related programs and podcasts too through the links that are in the Digest. Grateful for you putting it all together for us again this week, Kirsty. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Living Well Disability Resource Centre offers free information and advice, connecting you to services and supports. Our friendly trained staff can also assess your eligibility for the Total Mobility Scheme for subsidised taxi travel. We also have a wide range of equipment and assistive products that support independent living for sale and hire. Visit Living Well Disability Resource Centre on the ground floor of Burns House, on the corner of George and Bath Streets, 9 till 4:30 weekdays, or give us a call on 471 6152.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.